بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بإذن الله تعالى نستمر في درسنا في ثلاثة الأصول، والدرس الذي قد وصلنا إليه هو من قول المصنف: فإذا قيل لك بما عرفت ربك فقل بآياته ومخلوقاته، ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر، ومن مخلوقاته السماوات السبع والأراضون السبع ومن فيهن وما بينهما. والدليل قوله تعالى: ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. The Sheikh mentioned, if it is said to you, meaning if you were asked, how did you come to know your Lord? Then say, with his signs, by his signs. بِآيَاتِهِ, with his signs and his creation. And from his signs is night and day, the sun and the moon. And from his creation is the seven heavens and the seven earths, and that which is therein, and that which is between the two of them. And the proof is a statement of him, the Most High. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ, and from his signs is night and day. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمْرِ, and the sun and the moon. لَا تَسْجُدُ لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمْرِ, do not prostrate to the sun nor to the moon. وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Prostrate all of you to Allah. Bow down all of you to Allah, the one who created all of these creations that were mentioned in the prior verse, if you truly worship Him. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ, if you indeed truly worship Him. وقوله تعالى: إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. Verily your Lord is Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then he rose above his throne in a manner that befits his majesty. يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يَطْرُبُ حَفِيثًا, he causes the night to cover the day, taking place in a fast manner. يعني يَطْرُبُ حَفِيثًا. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ, and the sun and the moon are in total submission. The sun and the moon and the stars are submissive to his command. Submissive to his command. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ, it is to him, and is it not to him, the creation and the commandment. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, exalted be Allah, Lord of everything in existence. ثم قال الشيخ: والرب هو المعبود والدليل قوله تعالى. He said, الرب, he is the one that is to be worshipped. Al-Rabbu huwa al-Ma'budu. Al-Rabbu huwa al-Ma'budu. Al-Rabbu, he is the one that should be worshipped. He is the one that is deified. He is the one that is singled out in worship. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the proof is his statement, the Most High. The statement of Allah, the Most High. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O mankind, worship your Lord. O mankind, worship your Lord. The one who created you and created those who come before you, so that you can be, yani tattaqun, those who are conscious of Allah. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. The one who made the earth a resting place for you, and the heavens as a canopy. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And he sent down from the sky rain, and brought forth with that rain fruits. أَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, brought fruits and vegetation. Everything that we benefit from, he brought it forth to us as a benefit. رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, as provision for us. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So do not associate partners with Allah while you know this. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, while you know this. قال ابن كثير رحمه الله الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة. الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he is the mufassir of Tafsir Ibn Kathir. He mentioned, هو خالق, هو الخالق, يعني الخالق لهذه الأشياء, the one who created all of these things. He is the one that is deserving to be worshipped. فالآن بإذن الله تعالى بعدما قرأنا جزءا من المتن نحب أن نستمر في الشرح. قوله فإذا قيل لك بما عرفت ربك فقل بآياته. قول الشيخ فإذا قيل لك بما عرفت ربك فقل بآياته. الآيات, بارك الله فيكم, الآيات جمع آية, وهي العلامة, هي العلامة. والمقصود بالآيات هنا الكونية لا شرعية, لأن آيات إما أن تكون الآيات الكونية أو الآيات الشرعية. يعني آيات تنقسم إلى قسمين, آيات الكونية والآيات الشرعية. والشيخ هنا يقصد بقوله يعني بآياته, يقصد بهذا القول الآيات الكونية لا الآيات الشرعية. والمؤلف أراد التدليل على وجوب عبادة الله بالإقرار بالآيات الكونية. The Sheikh, he mentioned, if you were asked, or if it is mentioned to you, how did you come to know your Lord? How did you come to know your Lord? He said, then say, meaning you should reply, I come to know my Lord by his signs. By his signs. بآياته. Then the Sheikh Bajamali mentioned, الآيات is the plural of آية. الآيات is the plural form, لآية. And الآية بمعنى العلامة. العلامة, الآية بمعنى العلامة, meaning signs. And what is intended with this statement, الآيات, is The Shaykh, he intends with this statement, meaning bi ayatihi, we know Allah from his signs. He means in this term, the signs which are universal signs. Because you have al-ayat al-kawniyya, and you have ayat al-shar'iyya. Ayat kawniyya is with regards to the universe, with regards to everything that is in that came to being. And al-kawn min al-kawn. كونية بمعنى كل شيء الذي موجود من الموجودات يعني from الكون meaning from those signs which are universal because signs of two types آيات الآية is of two types الآيات كونية and آيات شرعية الآيات الكونية is like the sun the moon the stars everything in existence that we see. This is universal signs. والآيات الشرعية الآيات الشرعية القرآن والسنة هذه من آيات الشرعية. The آيات الشرعية is the legislative signs. Legislative signs. Meaning from the Qur'an and the Sunnah. This is آيات شرعية. والمؤلف, the author, he intended with this statement, meaning your response if you were asked this question, how did you come to know your Lord? He intended with this statement, الآيات الكونية, in the آيات, the signs which are universal signs. والمؤلف أراد التدليل على وجوب العبادة لله, يعني بوجوب على وجوب عبادة الله. بالإقرار بالآيات الكونية. He wanted to make a clear point of the importance of the obligation of singling out Allah alone in worship by acknowledging the signs of Allah which are universal signs from His creation. Now, he wants to point out the importance of singling out Allah alone in worship by pointing out الآيات الكونية, pointing out the universal signs. قوله ومخلوقاته المخلوقات جمع مخلوق وهو كل ما أوجده الله سبحانه وتعالى من العدم كل ما المخلوق ما معنى المخلوق هو كل ما أوجده الله من العدم. What does creation mean? Creation means everything that Allah brought into existence while prior to it being in existence, it was non-existent. It was not in existence. This is the meaning of creation. ثم ذكر المؤلف بعض آيات الله ومخلوقاته العظيمة فقال ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر ومن مخلوقاته السماوات السبع والأراضون السبع وما فيهن وما بينهما. وهذه الآيات والمخلوقات من نظر فيها وتفكر لوجدها تسير على أكمل وجه والكمال في مفعولات الله الذي نظر في هذه الآيات وتفكر فيها وتدبر معانيها وتدبر كذلك وجودها لوجدها تسير على أكمل وجه والكمال في مفعولات الله عز وجل يدل على كمال أفعال الله يدل على كمال أفعال الله الشيخ يقول والكمال في مفعولات الله يدل على كمال أفعال الله وكمال أفعال الله يدل على كمال صفاته وكمال صفاته يدل على كمال أسمائه وكمال أسمائه يدل على كمال ذاته سبحانه وتعالى فله الحمد وحده. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. الشيخ يقول هذه الآيات والمخلوقات من نظر فيها والتفكر لوجدها تسير على أكمل وجه. والكمال في مفعولات الله, الكمال في مفعولات الله, الكمال في مفعولات الله يدل على كمال أفعال الله, يدل على كمال أفعال الله, وكمال أفعال, وكمال أفعال الله يدل على كمال صفاته, وكمال صفاته يدل على كمال أسمائه, وكمال أسمائه يدل على كمال ذاته سبحانه وتعالى. فله الحمد وحده. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. The Shaykh, he mentioned where the Shaykh in the text, he said, and from his signs is night and day, the sun and the moon. And from his creation is the heavens, the seven heavens, and the seven earths, and that which is in it, and that which is between it. That which is in it and between it. Meaning from every angle. This is from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creation. And these signs, and this creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought into existence, whoever is to look at the creation of Allah and ponder its existence, then he would find and he would come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves the earth and brought it into existence in the perfect of fashion, in the perfect form of fashion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it in a perfect form of fashion. And the perfection with regards to everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has effected, the perfection in that which Allah has created and brought into existence, the perfection of how He allows the stars and the moon and the sun and everything to move in such perfection, in such a perfect fashion, this is a proof regarding the perfection of the actions of Allah. And the perfection regarding the actions of Allah is a proof regarding the perfection of His attributes. And the perfection of Allah's attributes is a clear proof regarding the perfection of Allah's names. And the perfection of Allah's names makes it clear to us, and it's a proof regarding the perfectness of Allah Himself. Glorified be He, the Most High. He alone deserves all praise. We trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is understood. When we look at the perfect creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought into existence, we know that this perfect way of the sun and the job that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed it to do, and the moon and the stars and night and day, how Allah causes it to come and go on a consistent basis, this shows us the perfect fashion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, the perfect fashion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this earth into existence. And we will look at everything in the effects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this earth, or in its job, what it's to do, such as the sun and the moon, its occupations, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it for. This shows us the perfect actions of Allah, because Allah has made this creation to consistently do its job. So this shows how perfect Allah's actions are. And the perfect actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how perfect all of His attributes are. And the perfect attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a clear proof regarding Allah's perfect names. And Allah's perfect names is a clear proof regarding how perfect He Himself is. And this is a very important point. هناك تنبيه إذا قيل إن المخلوقات من آيات الله الكونية فلماذا كرر؟ If it is mentioned to you, لأن في النص الشيخ قال فقل يعني فإذا قيل لك بما عرفت ربك فقل بآياته ومخلوقاته يعني ذكر تفصيل بآيات ومخلوقات قال ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر ومن مخلوقاته السماوات السبع والأراضون السبع ومن فيهن يعني بهذا القول إذا قيل لك إن المخلوقات من آيات الله الكونية فلماذا كرر؟ If it is said to you, verily the creation of Allah is from the signs of Allah, the universal signs of Allah, from his signs which are kawniya. So why was this repeated? Why is this repeated? Meaning ayat and makhlukat. Because ayatullah, the signs of Allah, which are universal signs of Allah, such as the sun, the moon, night and day, these are from the signs of Allah. And these are also from the makhlukat. These are also from the creation. So why is there a difference between ayat illahi al-kawniyya and mentioning ayat and also mention al-makhlukat? لماذا كرر هذا اللفظ؟ قلنا فعل هذا تماشيا مع سياق الأدلة. نقول لأن الشيخ فعل هكذا تماشيا مع سياق الأدلة مع سياق الأدلة. ففي الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر قال الله ومن آياته وفي خلق السماوات والأرض قال الله إن في خلق السماوات والأرض. The Shaykh, what did he do this for? He did this in order to keep the flow of the structure of the proofs that he wanted to present. So, in night and day and the sun and the moon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ذكر أن هذه المخلوقات من آياته. وَفِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And regarding the creation of the heavens and the earth, قال الله إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He used this term, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allahu Azza wa Jal, ذَكَرَ خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَلِذَلِكْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذْكُرْ وَمِن مَخْلُقَاتِهِ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذْكُرْ هَذَا اللَّفْظِ وَمِن مَخْلُقَاتِهِ من آياته المخلوقات نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. He mentioned the term, وَمِنْ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ And from his signs is night, is the heavens and the earth. طيب, لكن جعل الله السماوات والأرض أيضا من آياته. However, Allah has made السماوات, the heavens and the earth, والأرض, also from his signs. كما في قول الله عز وجل. الله عز وجل جعل السماوات والأرض أيضا من آياته كما في قوله ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض لأن الله عز وجل يقول إن في خلق السماوات والأرض وفي آية أخرى قال ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض الله عز وجل جعل آياته مخلوقاته جعل آياته مخلوقاته نرجو أن هذا مفهوم فلذلك الشيخ ذكر في المتن آيات وكذلك المخلوقات لأن الله عز وجل ذكر يعني الآيات ومخلوقات في آية أخرى. The Shaykh, he wanted to mention the term verily in the creation, meaning creation of the heavens and the earth. He wanted to mention that these ayat al-kawniyah, these universal signs, are from the creation of Allah, based on the keep the flow and the structure of the proof, along with the statements that he made. He made a statement with regards to from his signs, that I know Allah, come to know Allah by his signs and by his creation. So he wanted to mention these two matters in order to keep the flow of proof, to make it easy to know that from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the signs of Allah's existence is his ayat kawniyah. And ayatul kawniyah. لكن جعل الله السماوات والأرض أيضا من آياته. Allah made the heavens and the earth from his signs. And when he mentioned ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض, and from his signs is the creation, from his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth. قال العلامة ابن القيم في الفوائد إن الله يعرف إن الله يعرف بآياته المسموعة ومفعولاته. إن الله يعرف بآياته المسموعة ومفعولاته. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya rahimahullah, he mentioned, verily Allah is known by his signs which are al-masmوعة, and also from his maf'ulat. And what is his ayat? ما معنى آيات المسموعة؟ الآيات المسموعة هي القرآن والسنة. الآيات المسموعة من النص, من نصوص الشرع, من الشريعة. هذا بمعنى الآيات المسموعة. والمفعولات, ما معنى المفعولات؟ بمعنى ما أوجده الله سبحانه وتعالى من الخلق, مخلوقات الله عز وجل. نعم, مخلوقات الله عز وجل مفعولاته. لأن كيف نعرف ربنا؟ نعرف ربنا من آياته الشرعية ومن آياته الكونية. هذا هو الشاهد. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya rahimahullah, he mentioned that Allah becomes known, meaning to mankind, Allah becomes known by his ayat al-masmu'ah. Al-ayat al-masmu'ah is the signs which are which is revelation. Allah is known by his revelation. Allah is known by his revelation. What is his revelation? Al-Qur'an wa sunnah. Al-Qur'an, the revelation that was sent down upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sunnah, as-sunnah as-sahiha, those authentic narrations, prophetic statements of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which came in the authentic narrations, that from his statements, from his commandments, from his speech, from his statements, also from his actions, and also from that which he's decided, meaning agreed from one of the actions of one of the Sahaba, based on revelation, or yani min yani sunnah yani khilqiyya aw khuluqiyya. From the khalqiyah wa'aw khuluqiyah. From his way that he looked and he carried himself. This is the sunnah also. Na'am, this is also sunnah. And also from the sunnah is not just the way that he carried himself, the way he looked, but also his akhlaq, his mannerisms. This is also the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال قال الشيخ ثم ذكر المؤلف الأدلة على آيات الله الكونية ومخلوقاته فقال رحمه الله والدليل قوله تعالى ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون وقوله تعالى إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين. And then the Sheikh, he mentioned, Sheikh Muhammad Ba'd Jamal Hafidhullah, he mentioned that the author, he presented proof regarding the signs of Allah, which are the signs, the universal signs of Allah. Those things which came into being from that which we see of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من آيات الله الكونية ومخلوقاته الله عز وجل يعني أوجد المخلوقات وهذه المخلوقات هي آيات الله عز وجل الكونية الله سبحانه وتعالى brought into existence the universe and everything therein, everything above, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, He has made this as universal signs of His existence. His creation is His universal signs of His existence. And then he presented the dalil. He said, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. The proof is His statement of Him the Most High. And from His signs is night and day, and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun nor the moon. Prostrate to Allah, the one who created them all. If you are indeed those who worship. And then he mentioned his statement of Him the Most High. Verily your Lord is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then He rose above His throne. He has caused the night to cover the day. And made it happen in a quick way. And the sun and the moon and the stars, مُسَخَّرَاتَ بِأَمْرِهِ, submissive to His command. لَهُ الْخَلْقُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ, is not to Him the creation and the commandment. هذا دليل على أن هناك فرق بين الخلق والأمر. لأن أهل الضلالة لا يفرقون. الخلق يعني المخلوقات. وأمر الله عز وجل آياته الشرعية يعني أن الله عز وجل أمر بشيء الله عز وجل أمر بشيء هناك فرق بينهما هناك فرق بين يعني الخلق والأمر قال تبارك الله رب العالمين. Then he mentioned that is not to Allah the creation and the commandment. تبارك الله رب العالمين. Exalted is Allah, Lord of everything in existence. نعم. ثم قال وقوله سبحانه تبارك. قوله تبارك أي تعاظم. تبارك بمعنى تعاظم. والبركة صفة ذاتية وفعلية. فالذاتية أي بلغ في البركة غايتها ونهايتها. وهي بركة في نفسه بلفظ تبارك. بركة في نفسه بلفظ تبارك أي في نفس الله عز وجل. تبارك. والفعلية هي البركة في غيره بلفظ بارك الله فيك. عفوا عندي شيء من قحا والحمد لله ليس كورونا. الحمد لله قد أخذنا فحصا قبل أسبوع عندما عندنا السعال، وهذا شيء بسيط الحمد لله. أخذنا فحصا قبل أسبوع ونحن بخير. كثير من إخواننا يسألون أحيانا عن ذلك، ونحن نحمد الله عز وجل أنه عافانا من ذلك المرض، ذلك الوباء. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يعافي جميع المسلمين من ذلك ويشفي المرضى. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يشفيهم شفاء عاجلا غير آجل. I just wanted to mention that sometimes I cough, and this cough, alhamdulillah, is not the cough of corona, coronavirus. This is a cough, a common cold. It's a common cold, alhamdulillah. Last Friday, over a week ago, I took a test of corona. I took a test, and alhamdulillah, I'm healthy. Bismillah, it's just a common cold that I have, and it's a cough that's not a dry cough. And alhamdulillah, over 2 weeks, and I've been isolating myself and trying to do that which is from the asbab, and that which is from the means. And just want to make mention to our brothers, because sometimes people may hear me cough, or my voice may sound a little hoarse, but this is not an illness, bi'inillahi ta'ala, such as that which many are concerned of in this day and time. This is a common cold, and I'm taking medicine for it. Nas'Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal all of the Muslims from this illness, this virus, coronavirus, and all other illnesses that Muslims are afflicted with. And we also ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal our brothers that are being tested with this illness, that are in hospitals these days. And we also ask Allah to protect us and make us all safe from this type of illness and any other illness. يعني الأمراض الحسية والمعنوية. We ask Allah to protect us from the sensual illnesses and also from those illnesses of the heart, such as يعني المرض النفاق أو الشرك والكفر والمعاصي. Ask Allah to protect us also from the illnesses of the heart, such as the illnesses of hypocrisy or shirk, associating partners with Allah, or kufr, disbelief, or ma'asi, yani committing ma'asi, sins that are not pleasing to Allah. So, yani aradtu an adhkur hadha tanbiha li ikhwanina al-ahibba, annana alhamdulillah nahnu bi khayr, wa rubama yusma' minni yani quha, wa nahnu nas'al Allah azza wa jalla yashfina min kulli amrad. Sometimes brothers may hear me cough. Alhamdulillah, this is a common chest infection. It's nothing for anyone to be worried about. Just want to make that known. Just in case someone hears me, they may hear me cough or something, and they may be a little concerned. So, هذا هو. والله يبارك فيكم. قال الشيخ وقوله سبحانه تبارك أي ما معنى تبارك؟ تبارك بمعنى تعظم. والشيخ ذكر والبركة صفة ذاتية وفعلية. بركة صفة لله، صفة ذاتية وكذلك فعلية. فالذاتية أي بلغ في البركة غايتها ونهايتها، وهي بركة في نفسه بلفظ تبارك. الله عز وجل يعني هذه بركة في نفسه. عندما نقول تبارك الله أحسن الخالقين، عندما نقول تبارك الله مثل في هذه الآية تبارك الله رب العالمين، يعني هذا دليل على أن الله عز وجل يعني بركة في نفسه، هو بركة في نفسه، هو موصوف بمبارك. الله عز وجل هو يعني تبارك في نفسه. والفعلية أي أن هذه صفة، هذه البركة صفة فعلية. كيف هكذا؟ لأنها هي صفة فعل. كيف هي صفة فعلية؟ لأن البركة من الله عز وجل في غيره، وهكذا نقول بألفاظنا بارك الله فيك، لأن الكلمة البركة جزاكم الله خير يا إخواننا وبارك الله فيكم جميعا، الكلمة البركة بمعنى الخير الدائم، الخير الدائم المستمر. نعم، كما يقولون بعض أهل العلم. This statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the end of this verse that's mentioned, تبارك الله رب العالمين. This statement, تبارك الله رب العالمين. This statement, تبارك, what is تبارك? تعاظم. This statement, تبارك, means تعاظم. Any great blessing. It comes from baraka, is a baraka, blessing. Great blessing is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an attribute which is an attribute ذاتية, meaning He Himself. This is, He is characterized or He is described as having barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the greatest of barakah, the utmost and the most perfect of blessing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to a point, as the Shaykh he mentioned, يعني فعلية وذاتية. ذاتية أي بلغ في البركة غايتها ونهايتها. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the utmost and most perfect of blessing. Allah is blessed and exalted, He Himself, to the utmost level of exaltation, of the utmost level of blessing. Meaning it gets no better. There is no better blessing and no better one exalted. لأن تبارك بمعنى تعاظم. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted. And He Himself, He gives, He's blessed Himself and He's the one who gives blessing. And this is what is intended by a statement where here, بركة في نفسه بلفظ تبارك بالألف تبارك يعني بركة في نفسه بهذا اللفظ تبارك والفعلية يعني ما معنى صفة فعلية أي البركة هو الذي يبارك في غيره يعني بركة في غيره بلفظ مثل عندما نقول بارك الله فيك we say تبارك Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is a characteristic of Allah an attribute of Allah He Himself is exalted He Himself is blessed He Himself is blessed and He's the one who gives blessing. Allah has the utmost blessing. He's perfect in blessing. He is perfect in blessing. And how is this sifatun fi'liyya? Meaning an attribute which is with regards to the actions of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He Himself gives blessings to others, to His creation, to whom He chooses. This is why we say, this is why we say, Barakallahu fik. Or we say, Allahumma barak. Or we say, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. We say, MashaAllah. Huh? We say, Allahumma barak. We say, Barakallahu fik. We say, Allahumma barak. Or Barakallahu fik. We're asking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, yubarak, meaning He blessed that thing. أن يجعل الخير دائم فيك إنما نقول بارك الله فيك بمعنى نطلب من الله عز وجل أن يجعل البركة دائم فيك دائم فيك مستمر فيك هذا الذي نطلبه This is what we want from Allah سبحانه وتعالى When we say بارك الله فيك We want Allah to make blessing continuous in you and will not stop. يعني الخير الدائم الخير المستمر هذه بمعنى البركة the خير the good that continues that does not stop والرب هو المعبود الرب هو المعبود الرب the word الرب as we've taken one of our lessons prior to this we do not use the word الرب with an alif and a lam except with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala As far as without an alif and a lam, like رب البيت or رب الأسرة, as we say, the owner of the house, or the person of authority of the family. نعم, this is different. But when we use Alif or Lam, Ar-Rab, this is exclusively to Allah, the Lord, as some would translate. طيب. However, Ar-Rab, ما معنى Ar-Rab? Ar-Rab هو المعبود. يعني Ar-Rab هو المربي. الخالق الرازق المدبر. وهو المعبود. The provider, the maintainer. The one who sustains all of affairs. The one who does all of these things, who provides us for everything, has sustains everything. هو المعبود. He's the one that should be worshipped. He is the one that should be deified. He is the one that should be singled out and none be ascribed to him. فالمؤلف قال والرب هو المعبود. عرف المؤلف الرب بلازمه وهو عبادة الله. ثم دلل عليه فقال والدليل قوله تعالى يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. هذه أول آية فيها أمر، وكان الأمر فيها بعبادة الله دلالة على أنه أعظم الواجبات. The Sheikh, he mentioned, Sheikh Muhammad Ba'al Jamal, he mentioned with regards to the statement وَالرَّبْ هُوَ الْمَعْبُودِ, the Lord, he is the one that is deified, he is the one that is worshipped. He intends with this, the author of the book, and in Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he intends with this that Ar-Rab, the one who is the Lord, it is a must that he alone is to be worshipped. And if one is the Ar-Rab, يعني بلازمه هو عبادة الله. That which is a must with regards to the one that is the Lord is that one is establishes worship exclusively to him. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned, Shaykh al-Islam, he mentioned proof with regards to this. The fact that the one who is Ar-Rab, one that is the Lord, he is the one that exclusively deserves worship. He mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the proof with regards to Ar-Rab, هُوَ الْمَعْبُودِ, the proof with regards to the Lord, he is the one that is worshipped. He mentioned the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, O mankind, worship your Lord. O mankind, meaning all of mankind, مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, from jinn and mankind, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, worship your Lord, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, worship your Lord, the one who created you and created those who have come before you, perhaps you will be from the muttaqeen, from those who have taqwa of Allah, those who are conscious of Allah. الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً, the one who has made the earth as a resting place for you. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً, and has made the heavens as a canopy, made the heavens, made the sky as a covering, as a canopy for you. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, he has sent down from the sky water. Allah sent down from the sky water and caused this water to bring forth fruits, vegetation, and everything from the earth as provision for us. رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, provision for you. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, so do not ascribe partners to Allah while you know. هذه الأول آية فيها أمر, this is the first verse in the Quran that there is a commandment from Allah regarding the worship of Allah. This is the first commandment in the Quran, this ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah. This is the first commandment. This is the first commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 21 and 22. This is the first commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation. It's to single out Him alone in worship. This shows us the most important thing of our life is to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship and not ascribe any partners with Him. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will speak more in detail regarding this issue of ibadatullah wahda, this issue of singling out Allah alone in worship. It gets more into detail further we go in the types of ibadah, the types of worship. Na'am. This is the first commandment. This is the first verse where it's commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ الْأَمْرُ فِيهَا بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ دَلَالَةً عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ أَعْظَمُ الْوَاجِبَاتِ. يعني هذه أول آية فيها أمر. وَكَانَ الْأَمْرُ فِيهَا بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ دَلَالَةً عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ أَعْظَمُ الْوَاجِبَاتِ. This is the first verse in the Quran that has a commandment. This is the first verse in the Quran that has a commandment. And this commandment is with the worship of Allah, with establishing worship of Allah. This is in itself is a proof regarding the fact that worshiping Allah is the most important and the most greatest of obligations. It's the most important and greatest of obligations. It's to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْآيَةُ فِيهَا أَمْرُ جَمِيعِ بَنِي آدَمْ مُسْلِمِهِمْ وَكَافِرِهِمْ وَبَرِّهِمْ وَفَاجِرِهِمْ صَالِحِهِمْ وَفَاسِدِهِمْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِمْ سُبْحَانَهُ. This ayah, in it, is a command for all of the children of Adam. Meaning, all of the children of Adam, meaning all of mankind. In it, is a commandment to all of mankind. All of the children of Adam. The Muslim from amongst them, and the non-Muslim. A commandment to the righteous, the good people, and the bad people. A commandment to the righteous and the evil. A commandment to all of mankind to establish the worship of their Lord. Glorified be He. ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ بَعْدَ الْأَمْرِ سَبَبَ أَمْرِهِمْ بِعِبَادَتِهِ ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ بَعْدَ الْأَمْرِ سَبَبَ أَمْرِهِمْ بِعِبَادَتِهِ وَهُوَ أَنَّهُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُمْ وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُمْ وَأَنَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا أي مِهَادًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً مُحْكَمًا لَا تَشَقَّقَ فِيهَا وَلَا انْفِطَارَ وَلَا انْفِطَارَ. الله عز وجل جعل الأرض بساطة ليس في الأرض تشقق أو صعوبة للمشي ولا انفطار لا انفطار فيها وأنزل له من السماء ماء. الله عز وجل أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج بسبب إنزال ذلك الماء من الأرض أي ثمرات من الأرض ثمرات رزقا لجميع الناس رزقا لهم أي لجميع الناس لجميع الناس من المسلم وكافر وبر وفاجر وصالح الناس وفاسدهم لجميع الناس. الله عز وجل أخرج الثمرات من الأرض رزقا لجميع الناس وقوتا يعينهم على معايشهم. ثم قال الله عز وجل لهم تنبيها وتوضيحا وهم يعلمون ذلك. فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا أي أمثالا ونظائر وأنتم تعلمون أي أنتم تعلمون أن ربكم وخالقكم ورازقكم لا رب لكم سواه. أنتم تعلمون أن ربكم وخالقكم ورازقكم لا رب لكم سواه ولا خالق ولا رازق لكم لا يعني خالق ولا رازق لكم غيره. ومع هذا أعرض من أعرض. مع ذلك أعرض من أعرض عن عبادة الله وكان مصيره نار جهنم كان مصيره نار جهنم وقبل من قبل فعصمهم الله فعصمه الله عز وجل الذي قبل دعوة الله عز وجل عصمه الله وأنقذه من عذابه والخلود في ناره فكان مصيره ومأواه جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض يعني مصير الذي يعبد الله عز وجل جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض فكان تفسير المؤلف بأن الرب هو المعبود موافقا للدليل الذي ذكره فنرجو أن هذا مفهوم. The Sheikh, he mentioned with regards to this verse. First and foremost, and we're going to end it off with this point, that this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 21 and 22, this is the first commandment in the Quran. Not just that, this is the first commandment. And being that this the first commandment is to worship Allah alone, this shows us that this is the greatest of obligations. And the verse in it is the commandment to all of mankind, regardless of what walk of life you are. It's a commandment to all of the children of Adam. All of his offspring, the Muslim from amongst them, and the kafir, the disbeliever, the good from amongst them, meaning from the good from amongst them, the children of Adam, and the bad from them, the righteous from amongst them, and the evil. This is a commandment for all of mankind without any exception, without any istithna, without any exclusion of anyone. This is a commandment from Allah to all of mankind, because Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum, O mankind, worship your Lord. This is a commandment to single out Allah alone and worship. To worship their Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after commanding all of mankind to worship Allah alone, he expressed and made clear the reason. He has commanded them with the worship of Him alone. And this is because He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who created them. And He alone is the one who created those who have come before them. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has brought the earth in existence as a resting place for Him, a resting place for all of mankind. Has made the earth a resting place, a place where you have ease. And He's made the earth, Allah's making it clear, He's made the earth as a resting place. And He has made the sky as a covering for all of us. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left this earth difficult for us to walk on. Left it with big cracks where we have to go down slopes and go down a lot of hills. Have to climb it. Allah has made the earth easy for us to walk on. Doesn't have a lot of gaping holes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down also. He makes it clear in this verse. He sent down from the sky water consistently. Subhanallah. He sent water from the heavens, from the sky, to be a provision by way of this water going into the earth. In bringing out from the earth vegetation. Bringing out from the earth vegetation. fruits, vegetables, everything that gives us nutrition and gives us energy and gives us that which we need to sustain our existence on this earth. قَالَ فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. He brought out, with this water that touches the ground, he brought out vegetation, fruits, as a provision, رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, general provision to all of mankind, regardless of what your status is on this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought this food as nourishment for you, regardless of who you are and what your work walk of life is. As parcels for us, to aid us in our life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us into awareness. يعني ثم الله عز وجل يعني قال لنا تنبيها وتوضيحا, brought clear to us as clarification, to make it clear. He said وهم يعلمون فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. While they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for them all that which was mentioned in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Do not set up rivals with Allah. Do not worship other than Allah. Do not make partners with Allah. يعني أنداد بمعنى أمثال. أمثال ونظائر. Do not set up partners or rivals with Allah. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. While you all know that your Lord, your Creator, your Provider, the one that there is no Lord but Him, there's no Lord, there's no one that should be deified but Him, knowing that He provided for you everything you have, there's no Creator, there's no Provider for you, O mankind, similar to Allah, or aside Allah. And while everyone knows this, مع هذا أعرض من أعرض. While knowing this, أعرض من أعرض. There are some who have distanced themselves and rejected. There are some who have rejected this message, the message of Tawheed. Rather, we say most people have rejected this message of Tawheed. And whoever distances himself and rejects this message of Tawheed, his destination will be the hellfire. His punishment will be, his abode will be in the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose who accepted. وَقَبِلَ مَنْ قَبِلَ. Whoever chose, Allah allowed for some to be guided. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to accept Islam, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him from that which he fears, and takes him out of the hellfire, protects him from being in the punishment of Allah, or being from those who remain in the hellfire. And this individual that Allah chooses to remove from his punishment and protect him from that which he fears, يوم القيامة, the Day of Judgment, his destination will be paradise, where يعني عرضها السماوات والأرض is the distance between the heavens and the earth. فكان تفسير المؤلف بأن الرب هو المعبود موافقا للدليل الذي ذكره. So the author, when explaining what is الرب, the Lord, when he explains الرب بمعنى المعبود, the word الرب, it means the one who is deified, the one who is worshipped. This was a good, correct way to bring in, to make it clear that which he intended, with the ayah being as a proof regarding that which he mentioned. وَأَنَسَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِمَنِّهِ وَكَرَمِهِ أَنْ يُوَفِّقَنَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ لِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us and guide us all to that which is right, that which helps us in this life and the next. And we'll end it here for the day. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.